It's the Serena Pearl On Show with a side of Dan.
Unscripted, unpretentious,
unpredictable,
on everything.
And we're here to untight your uptight.
Okay, girls, worst THM products of all time. I've got to ask you about the recipe tin.
Well, it's not necessarily worse. It's necessarily the worst seller. We can't give those things away.
Hey, listen, what? People need to have them so that they feel like they're more of a special THMer than even you and I, Pearl.
Okay, is this...
Because we don't even have a tin.
Is the recipe tin the product that, like, nothing says... committed THM gal, like a recipe tin on the counter.
Yeah. Oh, man. We got, let me count. I think we got 50,000 of
these
tins.
Ideas.
We got 50,000 tins.
Still in stock.
Because this is when we first sort of started Trim Healthy Mama and we're sourcing things. And we realized we could get the best deal if you get 50,000. Okay, so.
But who does tins anymore?
That's a Sam. That's a Sam.
I don't know,
right there.
I think some people still have recipe tins on their counter. I don't know, but do they?
Bless them.
Bless them.
I'm sure that they, well, bless them. They're probably more organized than most and they probably bake better.
No, it's cute. Our recipe tin, right? It has like recipes in it and they're all color coded and stuff.
Oh, it comes with your recipes.
Yeah.
I see the idea.
Yeah, but I don't know how many do we. Yeah, they actually go with videos on our member site.
And they're like color-coded with the S and E and FP and all that.
I see the idea.
How many do we have left? How many have we sold? Do we have tens of thousands left or did we sell like 30?
49,000.
We have 49,000.
He said 49,993. That's probably accurate. You probably sold 7 tens in your lifetime.
Oh, I know. Can I have one? Because I'm going to a white elephant Christmas party this Christmas.
That's about what they're good for.
Yes. Guys, you need to get them now for your white elephants. Anyone go to a white elephant at Christmas time?
Yeah.
It'll be great.
Especially if they're not doing Trim Healthy Mama.
Yes.
It'll be the present that goes round and round the room. And then you get rid of it.
Oh, my goodness.
That's crazy, though. The tin seems to have all the makings of what would be a great complimentary product to this lifestyle, and yet it doesn't
sell.
Well,
look, it's recyclable. You can make a toilet paper holder. You can make
how
a little.
How would you do that?
Well, put a roll in there. If you don't have a swirly thing,
we need Danny to do infomercials for our tins.
We can do it.
You can be in your robe. You can be in the kitchen using our tins to make all the recipes.
So, like if you don't have one of those rollers for your toilet, maybe stick it in the tin, and then it won't be floating around your bathroom.
I like that.
It'll be in a nice little posy.
Or
that's what I meant.
You could dump all the recipes out and have a little change storage. Maybe cut a slot in the top and slide your coins.
Yes. You could even plant a basil plant or some rosemary.
A nice basil plant.
Like a little...
Listen, the tin is cute. I don't know why they didn't sell. We probably sold, I don't know, maybe a few thousand. We probably got 30-something thousand
is it the
tins
top,
sitting in the warehouse.
Is it the top worst seller of all time?
Yes, top
THM?
Worst seller.
There's not a worst
of
seller.
THM. Hold on, John. Do you say differently?
I'll let you guys talk.
You've got a worst seller.
Let's
than
Let's guess
the 10.
What would be.
Okay.
Okay, Pearl. If you have data, then you can't compete.
Okay.
Because I bet Serene doesn't know. Because I don't know.
She wouldn't know.
I don't know.
We should guess
know
what we think the worst sellers of all time. She's going to know intuitively.
For a Trim Healthy Mama, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was the tin.
You think the tin's the worst seller of all time?
I think one of the worst sellers could be the mugs, and I don't know why, because everyone should love a good coffee mug.
Mugs
that's
are beautiful,
strange.
But they're not good sellers.
That's yeah.
Like they sell okay if we put them in some sort of bundle and special thing.
I tell you what's wrong.
If we put coffee with them, they sell.
It's evil Starbucks, because no one wants to drink anything that doesn't have a good old, you know, emblem on it that's trendy.
Witch lady?
Our mugs are the perfect size and they feel nice and cozy.
I know
they
do.
They feel nice.
But it's just not
You know
Starbucks.
What it is? You know what we've realized, and Serena and I have told ourselves this after years of trying this, and, you know, we bring things and people have even said, we want sippers, we want totes, we want mugs, we want
sure
t-shirts.
You do. It's all sitting in our warehouse.
Okay, yes. All those people who said that on Facebook, they bought them. No one else cares. They're like, give me baking blend, give me gentle sweet.
Yeah,
I don't want your mug. I don't want your sipper. I don't care how cute it is. I want to buy you gentle sweet.
So we've got
a
very
cakes.
Practical bunch then.
Yes,
it's just
do.
Like this actually matters in my kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the thing about coffee mugs though. This I'm still a little befumbled here because coffee mugs you would think would sell out.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if we could do some revamping, maybe the coffee, maybe some comedy.
Danny could
on the
sign
mugs.
Each one.
Awesome comedy.
Oh, that wouldn't matter. Is the problem? So, hey, these are signed by Danny. People are like, that sounds great. I'm going to get some more Gentle Suite. I've always found that to be true about my signature, by the way. Like, anytime I see a signature, I'm like, oh, this is autographed by so-and-so, and millions come to get the book or whatever. Yeah. But with I'll sign something and it matters not.
What about what you could put? What if you could on it and people could really like be determined to drink their coffee without their sugar?
I don't know. Our audience is a very practical audience and I think they're on a budget.
Fluorescent colors.
We've got Leslie's saying, what if you did your mugs in fluorescent colors? It's not going to make a difference.
Hey. I hate fluorescent. Do you like fluorescent?
No, I don't like fluorescent.
Okay,
These mugs are gorgeous with the gray and the latte-ish colors.
What if the mug was filled with GentleSweet and it was a better deal?
Yeah, well then.
I actually want
the mugs. Every time I go into our storage, I want to be a thief and steal them and bring them home.
Do you know what has sold well? Guess what has sold well? Guess what we cannot keep in stock? This is so funny. And it's not GentleSweet or collagen or baking blend. The Dunks. The five-pack of Dunks spoons because of the fabulous name. Those blue plastic Dunks, right, John?
I thought that was going to be the worst, even worse than the tin.
It's genius. The name sells it, people.
Serene came up with that.
It's teasing.
We have sold, I'm not kidding. I mean, I have to look this up, but we have probably sold close to 20,000.
Really?
And I remember how they came about because they used to be in the stevia.
Yes.
And people were losing them.
Yep.
And it's a weird size. It's 1/32nd of a teaspoon or tablespoon.
Yeah, teaspoon.
And so Sam.
Yeah.
I think he had
child labor. All our children were putting them together.
He just went and bought, like, I don't know, you know, 10,000 little zippy envelope things and had the kids put five each in there and fan them out all nicely. And we put them on the website just almost as a joke because so many people were requesting replacement Dunks. And we put them on there and they're still on there to this day. And they're constant.
Yeah, they keep serene children in pocket money because, strangely enough, we sell an awful lot of those to the
Las Vegas market. Really? So let your imagination run wild.
We sell Dunks to Las Vegas.
Hold on, people that aren't even Trim Healthy Mamas.
I don't think it's Trim Healthy Mamas.
What are they buying our Dunks for?
For cocaine, Pearl.
Oh, I don't.
They're mixing crack. What do you think? Are it's they Vegas. Really?
For real. Well, that's a hilarious, hilarious thing. I don't want a Christian company.
I don't want
with the little homeschooled children fanning out the Dunks.
The little homeschooled children are selling to the Dunks.
I'm not trying to unsell the Dunk, but is it useful?
So useful. Every time I go into...
It gathers nothing.
No.
It gathers stevia.
Dan, this is why I know... If I'm wanting something from our... Like, when we go in, Serena and I actually don't have to pay for stuff, but I always feel bad, so I only get as little as we can.
Oh, I feel the guilt of the condemnation of the world when I go in and have to take a salt or a stevia. I have put my head down. We have to go to the desk, and they have to write down what we take. We can't just go in and take.
Are you trying to hide things?
My pants. I hate it. I feel like, oh, look at that, like
privileged
owner of the bed. Yeah, look at
trying to take a packet of stevia.
Australian privilege.
Yes, that's what it feels like. Okay,
they only did this company so they could have free stevia.
Yeah, that's what I feel like, but they don't act like that. But still, when they're writing it down, that we presume. Okay, with every movement of the pencil, it's like, oh, she's spoiled. Does she know? Why didn't she have to pay for it like the rest of us?
Like all she's writing, she's just doing what she's told. But in your mind, it's like once again, spoiled Pearl has entered the premises and pranced her way back and reached in with claws and scraped out.
That's what I feel like.
A stevia that could have gone to the hands of somebody who worked with their hard-earned money for.
Yes, but they just grab it and waltz out the door. But anyway, every time I go in there almost, because I'm telling you, there's a black hole for Dunks in this world. I get Dunks and I get them for free. I feel bad about it, but I do take those Dunks. I bring them to my home. 1 month later, that pack of five is gone, Danny.
I know, there's Dunk eaters.
I just feel like I have, because of the static energy on the dang plastic, I've got more stevia on the handle than is ever in the little
dip. No, I'll tell you why. Because you have to empty your stevia into a little jar.
And then
you put your little Dunk not in the stevia.
See, I do. I leave it in there and it's part of the fun. You get a little bit on the spoon. That means a loaded Dunk. that mine are loaded, and all that part on the little stem, it goes in there.
No, because then it's you like then you extra. Rub your fingers through your hair.
Love it.
And then you maybe just like humming and hawing, and you taste your finger, and it's all sweet and disgusting.
You're donkey for the next like couple of hours, and it's just part of the fun.
I'm able to kind of shake, vibrate the open bag and get just the amount to bounce
that's
in.
That's a man deal.
No, he does. Danny tips it out. No, you don't even use a spoon.
But that's man, and it's not going to taste right.
It tastes perfect.
Oh, to your manly tastes.
Which is over the top.
Can you imagine going zonky?
What do you put your dunks? What do you put your stevia in? Your matches, right? You match your teas and stuff?
Mostly this is going in green tea.
Yeah.
So a bag, by the way, a bag of your stevia lasts me like 2 years or something.
Yeah.
like you think you're buying like, oh, I don't want to buy that whole bag. It's like, dude, this is like a lifetime supply of stevia almost per bag. Yeah.
I used to think though that I used to have to put, you know, gentle sweet and stuff in my oatmeal, but now I'm just like so much straight stevia for a lot of things.
I just buy straight stevia. That's what I'm saying.
I do gentle sweet for baking and stuff, but I'm a straight stevia for a lot.
But I'm not a baker, so I really just use stevia. And my husband, I used to do gentle sweet for him because I thought, well, I need to be gentle on him and not shock him with the stevia. But I've just run out of the gentle sweet and just using stevia in his oatmeal too. He doesn't notice a difference.
So dunks are a good start. What's another guess, Serene, you would take at next worst selling THM product of all time?
You want me to guess?
Yeah.
The t-shirts.
Is that true?
Oh, but I like to sleep in those things. Guess. They're comfy.
John says they're not big sellers, but not the worst.
How many do you have in your closet, Pearl? Two or three?
No, Autumn's taken all mine. I want some
more.
Because
they're comfy.
Do you know
what?
I walked into the office the other day and I saw them and I wanted one, but I felt too bad.
Because it's a cozy feeling, isn't it?
Yeah, I felt like, no, they're going to think Real Pearl's really one of those.
How dare she wear one of her own t-shirts?
My next guess is the sippers.
I couldn't do it. The sipper bottles?
The sipper bottles.
Are they the worst? You have to tell us what is the worst then. I don't even know if I want to know.
Yeah, we need some true or false here.
No, sippers didn't exactly change the world, but the worst.
What?
You guys have probably long since forgotten about this.
What?
Hold on, we
want to
guess.
Oh, okay. Forgotten.
That must have been early
on.
It's not
the trudel.
No, the trudel.
It's not the trudel. The sponge is great, right?
The sponge sells well.
Sponge is a rock.
Good, because I love me a sponge.
Sponge is huge.
All right. I want to take a step.
Judge. Oh, no. Is it judge?
I want to take
I love
guess.
A judge.
Okay, go.
We should just edit that whole part out. My guess is a necklace.
The silver necklace.
I like the necklace.
Those didn't set the world on fire, but we didn't get a ton of them, and we knew that they weren't going to be. I mean, they're kind of expensive, so. But,
well, it's real silver, yeah.
The worst.
No. Huh? I want to guess.
Is it the rice or noodles?
Think.
No,
they're good. Good they're coming back. By the way, we're reworking them.
I want to tell you my favorite one, Pearl.
One of us is going to get it.
We're still reworking that.
Serene, what's your guess?
Oh, I would think that if it wasn't the trudel. What else have we done in life?
Trudel's a fair guess, though.
Oh no! Everyone loves a good lip balm.
What are you talking about? Lip balms are huge. Lip balms are huge.
Drum roll, please.
In 2016.
Yeah.
This is the worst thing. The worst selling thing was actually one of the things I'm really proud of. I think it was outstanding. It just didn't do anything. Do you remember the Trim Healthy Christmas pay-per-view special?
Yes, I do remember that.
No,
I forgot it. Live from the Franklin Theater.
Yeah,
Franklin,
we sung.
Tennessee.
Did nobody like our singing?
It was awesome. I mean, it was an awesome event. We had people there. It was an all-star cast.
Danny was like introducing.
He was the MC, man.
And it just...
I wore a sparkly dress.
There's five people in this room. How many people in this room have seen it from start to finish?
No,
I haven't.
You never knew it existed.
I didn't know it existed either.
I think I'm the only one. Well, you guys lived it, huh? Well, we stopped doing it at Christmas time because it just didn't get any.
That's right. That people are saying to us. They say, Pearl and Serene, you can sing. Who cares? I don't care. I want to buy your Genesuite. Pearl and Serene, you've made a nice mug. Yeah. I don't care. I want to buy you collagen.
Yeah. More people bought Dunks then watched that special. And it was, and we had like, we had a couple of pretty decent country singers. We had, we had Jeff Bates. We had Sheree Austin from Australia.
Yes.
Mary Sarah, Genevieve Rose Mitchell. And you guys, Meadow did an amazing song. I mean, it was top notch musicians, top notch venue. It was really well produced, but
Tell you what's not well produced, but I challenge everybody, if they love the Dunks, to go watch the Dunk rap.
Is it Dunk rap?
On YouTube. Serena and I rapped.
That is old school.
Do you just type in D-O-O-N-K-R-A-P?
That's like the first weeks of conception of Trim Healthy Mama.
No, Serena. The first rap was a THM rap.
Yeah.
That one was the Dunk rap.
No, but the Dunk rap's what I want them to see.
Yeah, that was like hardcore,
if you want to be hardcore, you got to have seen that.
Yeah, that...
And then you'll know what to do with the dunks. You'll know how to wear those dunks.
Yeah. You know, some of it is just exposure. Like, I wonder, like, I'm just now hearing about that we could have watched a Christmas special. I want to see it.
Danny, you got to see it. You're on that thing.
I know. Like, I want to see the thing. I mean, I actually hosted it by accident because there was some kind of snag or something in the sound, or we were waiting on something to set up.
Yeah, and then we're like, I'll get Danny to do it.
Like, I wasn't even supposed to say anything or make an appearance at all. And then someone's like, get out there and just say something. We're stuck for a minute. And I just went out. I literally just started walking like one foot in front of the other with nothing in my head.
And the limelight was following those one foot in front of the
other. But I think it showed like how unprepared. Yeah,
so you're the reason why the special didn't sell?
That's most likely it. I probably train wrecked it. I just remember going out there and being like, how's everybody doing tonight? You know, I probably said like the most benign stuff, like, everybody staying hydrated? Wait, it's Christmas. It's not the middle of summer. Like, I was just reaching for like go-to like stall statements.
Oh, funny.
Oh, man. Yeah, we've learned a lot going forward. Like, people always tell us Serena Pearl, you know, you should do t-shirts with this saying on them and that saying on them.
Well, you should see the office, right? Our original office. We have all these like sayings pinned onto the wall, and it's like, how do we get in the blender business?
Yeah,
it's like, because we started out doing as a health company, and all of a sudden we're making, you're thinking of making blenders, and we're making trudels, and we're making Christmas.
We stopped on the blender thing because we realized people won't buy. A few will buy these things off us, but the rest of them, they're just like, give us crackers, give us chocolate, give us gentle sweet.
It's the smaller food items that people love. You know, I remember I was actually working full time when we were looking at blenders.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were working on that, weren't you, Dan Boy?
I worked on the blender project.
You did.
I did. And I found a fantastic blender, by the way.
We were going to call it the Triminator, right?
Triminator, we were. But imagine if we did, we might still have 100,000 Triminators sitting in our warehouse. And that would be bad because they were a high cost item.
Yes.
Yeah. You'd be handing them out as.
We'd be like, hey, you get a blender with your set of dunks.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
If you buy 20 dunks,
$1.37 gets you all act now, and we'll throw in a $900 blender.
Yeah, that's what it would be.
Because it was going to be probably a $900 blender.
Well, we were trying to get a $900 blender down into like $350.
Yeah, to compete with the...
Well, no, it was going to be way better than the Vitamix and all that. It was going to have like a sound screen.
Oh, we had ideas, mate. But
like, our mamas don't want to wake up their children in the morning making their trimmies. We want the whole sound screen, everything.
Come on, John. You've lived this.
No, you know what? Talking about that Christmas special reminded me, you know, that Christmas special was created around the momentum of the Christmas 45 that we did with you guys.
Oh,
Bread of Life, and what was the other side?
Bread
was the
Te Haerenue.
Yeah, Te Haerenue.
The New Zealand Christmas song.
Anybody listening to this? Yeah, that's up on the website. And maybe we should bundle it with a recipe tin. That's at a T-shirt. If you act now, no. But honestly, on my honor, if you guys have not heard these girls sing, it's worth the few dollars that it'll cost you to get that. And it's a limited edition white vinyl too, which is kind of cool.
Right.
But yeah, beautiful song.
You'll mail them a physical record?
It's on the website right now. Yeah,
you can swing by the office. A lot of people don't have
swing by the
record players,
though. I can give you a complimentary copy. I know
they
people.
They do?
Might be interested.
Yeah. Everybody has record players. I don't have a record player.
Yeah, I must be so not in. I ain't got
my goodness,
disc,
but,
a DVD.
Yeah. Oh, it's really, really, really.
Or a record player or a tape player or any player.
I just think we need we just need to talk about it. I mean, a white vinyl record of Serena and Pearl singing. Did any of you even know? They didn't.
I didn't
I can
even
hear
know. I would have had it in a plaque on my wall.
I didn't know either.
Wall.
I love vinyl. Just teasing. I've got a record player. I'm a hip cat.
Yeah, you're a hip cat.
Oh, no, you're hip. I thought you said I'm going to buy it.
You are not. You're Danny, man.
No, you're so hip. I thought you were going to say, I'm gonna go hit it. Like, I'm going to go buy it. And I'm like, you are not. I'm going to buy a Serena Pro.
No, I'm going to stop by and get my complimentary copy of the record.
Yeah.
And by complimentary, I mean I don't talk about it.
I just wonder. You know, I was thinking, you know, we've had some products that are just going to sit there. I don't know. I mean, slowly they might trickle out.
I've got a lot of things in my house that just sits there from other companies.
You have to wonder, okay, well, we will, but other companies must pick some because, you know, the stores, Gimme Five, Big Lots, all of those are the things that didn't sell for companies, right? So you suddenly put them in Gimme a Five and everyone's like clamoring and climbing over one another for them.
Yeah, it's a slick way to promo.
Leslie Pop's interrupting here because that's a huge topic and I know Serena has stuff to talk about on that. But what if we, in that vein, put on our website, much like, you know, the other online ways to search, like, so recipe tin is whatever it is, $5.99 OBO or best offer. That's what everyone does online and just see what happens.
That would
or
be
maybe
brilliant.
Like a bundle of the worst products ever. Like they get like we do a subscription and they get one of these worst ones ever.
Just like the fail bundle.
Peeps. We can make those.
The fail bundle, lads. It's brilliant.
Fail bundle is so cool. But you know what? That fail bundle, you could go sell it and give me a five. And like line up and they fight over things that give me a five.
It's like Black Friday every day at Give Me Five.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, the fail bundle's brilliant because it's still actually products that do have some value.
They're actually really good, but people just want their gentle suite.
Yeah, but if they're not selling, we might as well chuck them.
Those mugs are fantastic.
I just want to steal all of them, but I can't bring myself to.
No,
I just want them, though. They've got a beautiful, gorgeous emblem of the coffee cup with like steam.
See, we're trying to sell them.
I know.
We're still trying to sell them.
We don't mean to. We're actually trying to talk about our
failures.
No, I
actually don't want anyone to buy them. Please don't buy our coffee cups because eventually I want all of these, you know, guys at the hierarchy of all our products to say, hey, just give them to the girls.
Well, you know,
get them out
kids,
of the warehouse. We need the space.
I don't need 20,000 of them.
I do. I just break three every day.
I was going to say, I need 20,000. My kids break them all.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm always going to the dollar store and buying mugs. You know, $30 worth of mugs every second weekend.
I used to have favorite things like coffee mugs before children. And now I've let all those things go.
How do you keep lids and coffee mugs together? Like those insulated ones?
Can't.
I have a death drawer of lids.
Yes.
Yeah.
70 lids.
You
none of them
that?
Have a cup that
none
matches.
Of them. No, it's like my sock drawer.
No.
How do I have 97 different socks?
I actually think it's something like of the evil dark forces of this world that makes it so that if you buy a coffee cup with a matching lid, it is like fated to never have it.
Do you know why that's why I don't even buy them? Because I know that I will have 30 coffee cups up there in the drawer of lids, nothing will fit.
Yes, and nothing.
And it puts you in the worst mood.
Every day you are hopeful that they'll fit.
Guys.
That the mismatch will actually get a seal.
Guys, brilliant product idea. What? You know how they have like long, almost like church socks, but it's like Yoda's on them or Star Wars, some theme of socks. Yeah. Like that's a thing. People love their socks, right?
Well, we'd never sell any.
No, we could do THM socks, but they're all mismatched. So we've done it for you. Think about it. It's an expectation management system. If you buy mismatched socks, you never lose a sock.
And then you never go through the anxiety that then...
They're anti-anxiety mismatched socks.
This is a seller.
Graduated
compression.
Compression socks built in.
Yeah, but I'm serious, Danny. You had a good idea. You could go do an infomercial about these socks.
A mismatched sock. Like, tired of this? And, like, you reach into your sock drawer. Yeah. And it's just like a black and white hand fumbling about. You know, and they
and
just are
fuzzy.
Bummed.
It's fuzzy and, like, distorted.
And then they, like, trip over their whole life. Like, for the next, like, minute. And we go way too long with what they're tripping over. And they're like, wait, why are we still watching this? Why is this person tripping down steps? And then
dog dies.
Then their dog dies. And there they are at the funeral, like, I will remember you. And then we full circle come back and it's mismatched socks.
Yeah. But then they open their mismatched socks from Danny.com.
The screen comes into full color. There's like triumphant music. Somehow they're wearing makeup and their hair's been curled. Their dog has a big Just Kidding sweater on as he leaps through the pasture. This could be big.
But have you guys ever been to Walmart, Dollar Store, I don't know, just on a Saturday and you all these must-haves that you see and it's like, oh, I have to have that. Oh, no, I have to have that. Yeah. And then you get home and it's all within a week. They're all lost.
Yeah, they're bad.
Or they're all junked and it's just like, you know, some of these products, you just wonder.
Minimalism is real. Wonder. Tired of having only one use for your zucchini? You open it, you put it in your mouth, and you chew it up. Not anymore. Introducing the Trim Healthy Mama Trudel Vegetable Slicer. You can get your vegetables pre-spiraled already at just about any location in America. But for those of you who are tired of letting your muscles atrophy, we've got a product for you. Simply put a huge hard zucchini into this magical little device and spin it like you're taking off a tire. Out comes perfectly spiraled zucchini that will absolutely make you think you're eating delicious noodles. But it's not. It's zoodles. And we know what you're thinking. I can get my vegetables pre-sliced into little spirals at stores across America. But you can't do it with the Trim Healthy Mama brand on the outside of the product. Tired of counter space? Simply put the Trudel right on your counter next to all the other gadgets you may or may not use. It's even got the blue butterfly right on the front, proving to your friends you're the best mama out there. The Trim Healthy Mama Trudel Vegetable Slicer normally sells for $14.99, but if you act now, we're selling these for $8.99 at store.trimhealthymama.com. Heck, if you send us a really spicy social media message, we'll probably give you one. But wait, there's more. Buy two, and we'll give you seven for free. Buy seven, and you can have the rest of them. In fact, we're totally done with these.
Trim Healthy Mama Trudels are available in large quantities. Please email Leslie at trimhealthymama.com for wholesale price. Some of these facts in this infomercial may or may not be true.
Is this Serena Pearl Unshow? Unshow means we're not professional talk show hostesses. We just talk about all the wonderful junk we go through.
Well, I walked through, was out of town on a wedding this past weekend, and my uncle forgot his shirt that he would wear to the wedding. And so he was going to wear, in typical uncle fashion, his t-shirt and flip-flops and just show up. And his wife was like, not on my watch. So she demanded he go to TJ Maxx. And in TJ Maxx, I don't know if it's this way everywhere, but when you go to get in line, you have to go through a Disneyland-like conveyor system of impulse buy products between $1 and $5.
Yes.
I almost walked out. I was insulted.
No, I buy those stuff. Yeah, I'm in TJ Maxx. I can't. I'm coming with maybe one item that I found, but by the time I'm at the counter, I can't. Things are falling off.
All of a sudden,
me.
You've got like you're buying ears for your phone. You've got 15 pairs already.
I need this. I need that. Yeah. Oh, that's a new healthy product.
Oh, and a
healthy
pack of batteries.
Yes,
I just have that for reserve in the drawer.
No, look at that beautiful bag. That gift card bag. Oh, yes. I know I'm going to go to baby shower, so I probably need that. You know, and then and it's like false eyelashes. Yes, I need those. Yes,
false eyelashes.
I'll never wear that.
Will you please bust up in here?
Cajun and lime peanuts.
Yeah, I need those. I need some Cajun and lime peanuts. Of course, I do.
Yeah, like does anyone ask how old those might be? Like they're at a TJ Maxx shelf.
All the popcorn they have. My children need popcorn. They could pop it themselves, like, but it's in the line. I have to.
How is it at TJ Maxx? Is someone popping popcorn at TJ Maxx?
No. Where they've got bags of it. And it's always sort of packaged as healthy, and you think, oh, it's TJ Maxx.
No,
it's
but you open it and it's a bit stale, and you just know you got robbed as soon as you get in the car.
You know,
we should put our recipe tins in TJ Maxx. They will fly off the shelves.
Yes, they will.
When you walk through that Disneyland tunnel,
the maze. Yes,
the maze.
When you chomp into that stale popcorn. You know you got robbed, but you can't return it because...
And you spend money so you eat every single pop.
Yeah, it's like, I bought these. I must now hurt myself.
Yeah, and you know, other people do it. Old Navy does it. Yeah. Ross does it. Not as bad, but yeah. I'm a sucker for a maze of goods
or
that you don't
need.
Or as
seen on TV stuff at Walmart?
Yeah, do
the
you
copper
go there?
Pans and then the egg, little egg there's cookie pop. Thing.
I buy a lot of copper pans. And they always say the copper pans, I like them because they say no poofers, right?
Yeah.
P-U-F-A-S. Yeah. So I buy them. And they say, and they've got that guy on there trying to scratch them. And they can't, but somehow, how come I can do it? How come you get a steel crane and try to scratch him, but I can go do it with a fork?
No, the guy's throwing nails like really hard into the pan and no scratch. I use a silicone flipper and scratch it.
Yeah. Hey, here's the reality though. Someone listening there's a chance you work for the inventory department of TJ Maxx and you're responsible for selecting the items. And at some point you went for the stale popcorn, which you knew was stale when you ordered it. And you made that decision. That we want to hear from you. Please head to our social media. And first of all, confess your crimes.
And second of all, hey, we've got some recipe tins.
Hello, people.
Yes.
Oh, that's so funny.
Are we done? No, so what's are we done?
It's only 27 minutes. I know we can talk some more junk. Now, listen, what are some other products that you've brought from other companies that you just thought you just had to have, but they're just like sitting like things you wish would get lost in your house?
So many.
You're tripping over them.
So many, but I don't know. Everybody's thinking of them right now that they're listening to us.
No, they're screaming them out.
Screaming them. I mean, I tried the magnetic false eyelashes.
Oh, I tried them too.
Did not work.
Your body's not metal. What do you mean?
You put little magnets underneath your lash and then you put the lashes on top of it.
No. I've bought a lot of As Seen on TV stuff.
Yeah.
In the Walmart aisle. Okay. They always appeal to me. Yeah. I've tried the little scrubbing brush thing that goes around and it shakes and vibrates and it's supposed to scrub so you don't have to.
What?
No, you're better off scrubbing.
You're a sucker.
You just needed a male present with you on that one. Just to be like, you know, they're just from a physics perspective.
I brought their bras. Do you know,
I've seen on TV bras, they look so comfortable. But
you put them on and you can't breathe.
And you feel and they're always granny colors.
Guess what? I brought some jeggings off there that I still like.
Yeah,
you know the jeans, jegging.
I find that is approved, and I find that is good. That's good, worth your money.
Money well spent.
Jeggings at Walmart in the As Seen on TV.
I'm telling you though, it appeals to me. I haven't yet, but I keep thinking about buying the. And I know I won't use them. Buying the microwave egg, boiled egg things. They say that it's going to come out perfectly. You say no, Leslie Pops.
Don't you dare microwave the egg.
I don't know. I just think, and then I think to myself, well, then my boys can make their own eggs.
Yeah,
well, let them fry them in a pan like human beings.
Do your boys act like they don't know how to do things?
Yes.
Because they know slave mother will appear and save the day?
Exactly.
Oh, I could beat
them. They do.
I could beat my boys.
But you know
what
happens? If it's genetic in you, then your children have it too.
It is.
And then on Mother's Day, you end up with all of those I've seen on TV egg containers.
Yeah.
Too. I have a bottom drawer full of them.
Yeah, we do. Well, I think we've done. We're trying.
We've been done. We were done 5 minutes ago. I don't. Whoever's still listening, you're the problem.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.